This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Start things out by going right back to your calls. Cliff is in North Carolina, and you're on the AMP line. Hey, Cliff.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
On my mind is what you guys have been talking about pretty much with your last three callers prior to Ron Paul. Essentially, it seems like there are a lot of people that are, you know, pretty much on board with the Liberty message, minus a few key issues.
Mm.
And it seems to me like, you know, they get it, but they don't get it. They don't get the entire picture.
Yeah, as Michael Cloud has, I think, called them, to paraphrase, Liberty minus one. And the problem is when all those people get together that have one issue where they don't believe in liberty, they all get together and they pass their, you know, if they were representatives in a government, they would lobby to pass not freedom-oriented legislation that would repeal government, but they'd focus on that one issue where they think government should get involved in people's lives, and then, you know, they'd have to scratch the backs of everybody else that wanted their one issue passed, and then you've got
the tyranny we have today.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, other than bringing Liberty Social Network online, you know, hopefully pretty soon, something I want to work on is, you know, just from everyday life and just having conversations with people is, some of the things that I find more effective as far as, you know, bringing them to the ideas of liberty. Because, for instance, debates are great for radio, and making these disagreements are great for radio.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, you know, bringing somebody along so that, you know, to the point where they actually fully understand this, I think, you know, we need to find a different tactic. And I saw this when I was in New Hampshire just a couple of days ago. We just sat down, and some other couple sat down at a table with us at an outside cafe. And, you know, I think the wife, there was a wife and a husband, basically, and I was speaking with the wife, and I think she kind of understood, but there was another activist there that was speaking with the husband. I think it became a little bit more confrontational than educational. And I think we need to focus more on the educational aspect and the confrontational aspect when we're having real conversations, not. Talk radio is great, you know, for debates. But
oh, no, I completely agree with you, and that's why I highly recommend the products over at the Advocates for Self-Government at The Advocates. Is it TheAdvocates.org? Yes,
yeah,
I believe it is. TheAdvocates.org. They have some great audio CDs and some books and things like that that are designed to help you become more persuasive, be a better communicator of liberty-oriented ideas. And let me tell you, when I started in this this liberty world, I was not the most persuasive, and I still have a ways to go, I think. But the more we become aware of our shortfalls, the more likely, we become aware of our desire to be better communicators, the better we'll focus on what we're saying, what's coming out of our mouths, and the reactions of the people that we're talking about, and hopefully we'll move in the right direction. I think you're right about all of that, Cliff. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, one last thing. What I'm going to do basically is I'm going to try to, you know, kind of create like a top 10 things that I think are good for having conversations, and I'm going to post it on the BBS, and hopefully, you know, others will be able to contribute their ideas of, you know, maybe add more stuff, remove some stuff, or change it around to see if we can, you know, kind of tweak this so we can have, you know, so we can be more effective at this.
Great. Thank you, Cliff. I appreciate that, and let us know when you've done that. I look forward to hearing from you. Good night. 800-259-9231. Met Cliff earlier this week. He had come up here to New Hampshire with his lovely wife and young child, and they came up here to Keene and came out, and we got some activists together, and there was just something that happened to be going down that day with one of the activists going to turn in some paperwork at a court, and he came out, and they came out and met us, and we went in, downtown and had some lunch, and it was so cool because it was a really great example of how well-populated this area is becoming as far as activists are concerned, because as we were sitting there with about five activists, with Cliff and his wife, three different liberty-oriented activists walked up, just happened to be walking down Main Street, not together, mind you. One came, and then, you know, 5 or 10 minutes later, another came, and then 5 minutes later, another one came, and it was just activist after activist. It was very cool. It was a real impressive moment.
I'm sorry, I missed him.
Yeah, 800-259-9231 is the number. We're going to continue with your calls about anything. Go to Brian listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee. Hey, Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Brian?
Hi. I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about.
Sure.
First of all, I wanted to talk about the how we're letting illegals in, and once they're already in and they're having their own children in our country, how we're letting them stay.
Well, hold on a second. Let's address the first thing about illegals. As I asked before, and I'll ask you since you're on the line, hopefully you won't hang up. Have you ever broken the law?
No.
No? You've never sped?
No.
Never had a beer under the age of 21?
Never been convicted.
Oh,
it's about conviction. I thought you were suggesting that illegals were here, and I think once they've caught them, that they're probably shipping them out of the country, don't you think? I mean, so it's all the ones that haven't been caught yet. So they've done just as much, they've done...
They broke the law, too.
You've broken the law just like they have. So you're an illegal.
So you're an illegal now.
Welcome to America, Mr. Illegal.
Yeah. Mom's illegal.
Sorry?
Yes, but I haven't been coming in here, and you were using up all our government's money.
Did you go to the public school? Did you go to public school?
Yes, I did.
Well, you sure used the taxpayer's money.
Welfare queen.
I'm a taxpayer.
Now you're a taxpayer, but you use those taxpayers' money.
Hey, guess what, dude? A lot of the so-called illegals are paying taxes, too.
They live somewhere.
They get fake Social Security numbers, but they have to pay real taxes on those numbers.
I'm not here suggesting that people should have to pay for illegal aliens in this country. I don't think you should have to pay for anyone to go to school, for anyone's medical care, for anyone's, to necessarily pay for anyone's child to eat. I think those are the roles of charities. However, I am of the opinion that free people should be able to cross borders of free countries freely. What do you think about that?
Well, I have no problem with them coming here if they come in legally, and they're going to.
And by legally, you mean jumping through every arbitrary. By legally,
even have you ever even looked? Do you have any idea how difficult it is to get to this country
legally?
Yes, we break laws.
Do you have more than one person on the line?
No, sir.
Okay, thought I heard somebody else there. Have you ever looked into the legal process of immigration?
Very little bit.
Yeah, what's it like? What do you know about it?
You got to go through, send over all your information. I have to wait. I read online about the process can take actually several years.
It can.
Don't
How
forget
about
the
money?
Thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Sounds like there's somebody else on the line there. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Drill down further, and I would have done so if there wasn't the snickering person in the background there. I would have drilled down further and asked, well, how are you going to stop them?
Yeah.
You want to answer that question?
Drilling, they'll drill up under. They have. There's tunnels running from Mexico to the United States. How are you going to stop illegals from coming to the country?
I know, Mark. We could set up checkpoints all over the place and stop every single car and demand identification.
Let's do house-to-house searches.
Don't forget the businesses.
There could be illegals in people's houses.
There could be businesses, too, that are harboring them. So we need to make sure we check every single business and raid them with
It's
violence.
One thing going to people's houses, but business people shouldn't be free to run their businesses the way they want to run them, not in America.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. So if you can answer that question, how it will be that you plan on stopping people from coming into the United States, we'd love to hear from you. We will go in the meantime to Dave, listening to WKBK in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I've been listening to you guys for a couple weeks now, maybe a month or so, month or more, and I got to tell you, what a bunch of whiners.
What do you mean?
You guys are really amazing. It's like you're talking about being oppressed and tyranny and all this stuff. You aren't oppressed.
No.
You aren't under tyranny. Try being, like a slave or try being...
But I am a slave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you have to pay taxes.
That's right.
Dave, hold on. Before you go on, Dave.
And you get to enjoy all the stuff that...
Dave, listen to me for a second. I know you've got a soapbox to get on. I'll let you get on your soapbox. I've got a question for you. If you had to pay 100% of the money that you worked for to somebody who demanded it from you, would you be a slave at that point?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to pay 50% of the money that you worked for to some person, some organization, would you be a slave at that point?
Certainly not. That's not forced labor. And even if you had to pay all your money, you're not forced into labor. You guys use these words like tyranny.
I'll tell you what, Dave, I'm going to bring it back here.
Dave, use the commercial break to come up with a better term for a person that has to give 50% of the more 50% or more of their money over to an organization that takes it from them by force.
Citizen. How about that one, Mark?
Citizen's a good word for it.
800-259-9231. We'll just call it something different, and then it's not slavery anymore. We'll bring Dave back, though, if he hangs on. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And the number, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features on the site, and so you can enjoy them on us. Facebook is one of the things we've got going on, facebook.freetalklive.com. You can become a fan just by clicking the Become a Fan link. And that'll give you access to pretty much our updates. I mean, that's what's going on the Facebook list. It's kind of a copy of our updates list, but it's more pretty to look at, and you get to find out who else listens to Free Talk Live and maybe meet some new people. I guess that's one of the benefits, right, of Facebook, social networking and all that. Facebook. www.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin called Choose for Health Super Fruit Complex. It's a pretty tasty thing. It includes fruits and berries that have tremendous health-enhancing qualities, contain hundreds of naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, amino acids, enzymes, essential fatty acids, fiber, and phytonutrients. You can find out more and order at orderchoose.com. That's orderchoose.com.
All right, we're going back to Dave. He's in Keene. He's listening to WKBK. And, Dave, you called up to call us whiners, which is, you know, it's an ad hominem, and that's fine. We get that often enough. But what I'd like to ask you is, if pointing out what are perceived problems and pointing out suggested solutions is whining, how is that whining exactly? I guess I'm confused.
Well, you're not actually pointing out too many solutions. And
oh, but yes, we do. And as a matter of fact, we've pointed out a number of them a number of times. Maybe you just haven't listened long enough. But the Free State Project is a solution. Of course, you're already here in New Hampshire. But
and you don't let people finish their sentences.
Go ahead, Dave. You're
yeah,
still here.
You know, you use words like oppressed. You're being oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, help, help, I'm being oppressed. Come and see the violence inherent in the system. You sound like the moron on Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You know, and you say that.
Hold on, before you go on, when a cameraman is arrested in a public court lobby for using his video camera, a video journalist is arrested, you're saying that's not oppression. What do you call that?
No, that's not oppression.
What do you call that?
You're in a courtroom or you're in the lobby of the court, and at that point, you need to do what they tell you to do. When you are outside, you can videotape whenever you want.
Now,
but you're
see,
in the court.
I would call a country where it's the rule of men, you know, what the founding fathers were trying to get away from, the rule of men. I would call that oppression in and of itself, because people can say whatever they want.
Not.
What's that?
You know what? It's not. It's not.
If I tell you to go jump off a bridge, are you being oppressed? That's just somebody saying whatever they want. We need to have laws written down, and we need to have an open judicial system. Wouldn't you agree?
You know what? Then, you know what? Work to change those laws.
It's not a law, Dave! That's the problem!
They make that crap up, Dave. They make it up on the spot.
You know what? Yeah, but you know what? It is the law that they can... It might not be the law that you can't videotape, but it is the law that the judge rules the courtroom.
The judges need to sign their orders, Dave.
You know, I don't know all the facts of your guys.
I know you don't. You're
sound
making
like you
an
do.
Opinion over crap you don't know about.
I didn't bring that up. You brought it up.
I would love.
You didn't bring up the court case. You brought the court case up. I just said you guys use words like oppression and tyranny.
I don't know what else to call it.
I'm giving you an example of it.
What would you call it, Dave?
Yeah.
What's that? It's not oppression.
What would you call it?
It might be an infringement of some of your rights, but you're not being oppressed.
Oh,
I mean, that's
okay.
Ridiculous.
Okay, so
I used to live in Berkeley, okay? And there was a guy there who wanted to fight the oppression of having to wear clothes. So he was the naked guy. And you know what? After about 3 weeks, after the little novelty of it wore off, people were like, you know what, buddy, just put some clothes on. You know, we understand your little point, but just put some clothes on.
I'm with you. I'm not interested in naked people, Dave. And I'm not. I do think that some of the civil disobedience that's been done here in New Hampshire is
you know what?
Is,
when they
is
tell
a
you to stop filming in a courtroom, stop filming. You know what? And when.
Right, so just obey whatever
they tell you to get. When they tell you to get on the cattle train and go get gassed, just get on the cattle train and go get gassed.
Oh, my gosh, you're right, because, you know, the next step is getting on the cattle train and getting gassed.
No, but it's down the line.
Don't you want an open court?
Exactly what happened to you is 1 inch away from what happened to the Jews in Nazi Germany.
Dave,
you're exactly right. Oh, my God. How could I not have seen that?
Don't you want an open court system, Dave?
No, he doesn't.
What do you have against open court systems?
Nothing. But you know what? One little incident, because you guys are acting like morons.
It's not one incident. It's every single time.
They've banned cameras from the courtrooms here in New Hampshire, from the court lobby. They've also now banned cameras
from any government building.
No, not any government building, but the clerk's office. They've been banned from there. What do you say to that one?
Yeah, because you guys are just
See, Dave, the thing is, you don't care about freedom. You just don't care.
You just
don't
want your boat robbed. Why did you need to film it?
What do you want, sir? What? Because it's supposed to be freedom of the press, and these are supposed to be public.
Why did the founding fathers have freedom of the press, Dave? Why did they suggest freedom of the speech? I mean, like, people might say something offensive. We don't need freedom of speech, Dave.
Yeah, if a man in a badge says to shut up, Mark, you should shut up.
Wine and say that you were mistreated. You know what? Tough luck. You guys are just a bunch of whiners. That's it.
That's right.
Tough luck for you, Dave, because I got news for you. There's more of us whiners coming here, moving right here to Keene, New Hampshire, moving all across New Hampshire. And what are you going to do about that?
You know what? You're a speck. Okay.
Is that right?
How many are you going to have? You're going to have 1,000?
Hundreds.
No.
Maybe thousands.
100. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. 100 of you Free Staters right here in Keene. Oh, my gosh. You're going to take over the government. What a bunch of morons.
You're so intellectual, Dave. You know, I'm just letting you kind of play yourself out here just to show how brilliant and intellectual you are. Do you have anything else to say besides whiners, morons, or any other ad hominem attacks? Do you actually have anything intelligent to say? Dave, do you have actually anything intelligent to say beyond, well, you should obey whatever it is the men in the badge and the robes say you should do?
That's not what I said.
That is what you said.
Exactly what you said.
When you're in the courtroom, when you're in the courthouse, you follow the rules.
How about they follow their rules, Dave? Their rules say freedom of speech.
They work for us, Dave.
Their rules say freedom of the press. Their rules say that there should be an open government. Our friend Sam Dodson went down there just last week to try to take photos of the court documents in that court lobby, and their own rules in Section 91A specify that every government office should allow people to come in and photograph or copy or do whatever they need to with the public documents. When he pulled out the camera, they threatened him with arrest. Was he a whiner?
Well, you know, how come when anyone else has done anything like that, they haven't got the same treatment as you?
Why do you think it is,
Dave? What are you talking about?
Why do I think it is?
Yep.
Because no one else is making such a big stink about it.
That's right. Nobody else cares that much about freedom to go down and do these things.
You know what? That is not what freedom is all about, whether or not you can film in a courtroom.
No, what freedom is all about is my ability to live my life how I want without a bunch of officious bureaucrats telling me how I should live my life.
Why did you guys get arrested in the first place?
I'm sorry?
Why'd you have to go into court in the first place?
The reason that that Sam was in court was because Dave Ridley was arrested for bringing a camera into the court lobby when somebody else was arrested for some other nonsensical thing, which I can't. Oh, it was Andrew Carroll with the marijuana possession. He held a piece of marijuana out in his hand. Do you think that he should have gone to jail for 9 days for that?
You know, if he was arrested for marijuana, then you get whatever.
That's right. Whatever they say, even if it's death, you'd support it, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, really? Well, you said you get whatever you get, right? And that's just the system.
Those words never came out of my mouth.
If you support it or not, it doesn't matter because you're not doing anything to change the system.
All I know is that you are a long ways away from stepping on that train to the gas chamber.
I agree with that.
Thanks for the time and the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but that doesn't mean this isn't tyranny.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give to you, including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can go try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's free to anyone, including Dave, audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Oh, Dave. Dave in New Hampshire. He's that same guy that called the very end of our Porcupine Freedom Festival edition of the program. And, you know, all he ever has are just insults to throw around. Oh, we're a speck, Mark. The Free State Project, the movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all here to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, Dave calls a speck. And at this point, there are only a few hundred people that have made the move, but there are hundreds and thousands
more
coming soon.
Well, I'd like to point out that, first off, the idea of the Free State Project isn't to move people there and immediately take over the government. The idea is to spread the ideas of liberty. If the ideas of liberty are any good, and
I believe they
have been poorly communicated to Dave at this point. And
I don't think Dave believes in the ideas of liberty. I don't think he cares.
I think he's fully accepted
the state.
Everybody believes in the ideas of liberty to some extent, at least
he's an
for
apologist
themselves.
For the state, though. I mean,
sure. I mean, if Dave was smoking pot, and I'm sure he has, he's that young sound. And when you listen to young people, the vast majority of them have smoked pot.
But he believes in throwing pot smokers in jail if
they
get caught, apparently.
Except if they're Dave. And he was saying, you don't know what tyranny is. I'll tell you what, if you've been thrown in jail for a consensual act, you know what tyranny is.
Definition number 5, right here from dictionary.com, undue severity or harshness. I would say any amount of time spent in a prison cell for the possession of a plant or any other chemical or any time spent in a prison cell for engaging in consensual sexual acts or gambling or anything else that doesn't involve a victim is severe and harsh, therefore tyrannical. Sorry, Dave. Check your dictionary.
If Dave went to Berkeley, I mean, I can only make the assumptions that he's probably the liberal guy and therefore likes the idea of taxes for social programs. I don't know for sure, but you got to get a little older and pay enough of those taxes to realize, holy crap, these people are stealing a lot of money from me, and they're wasting it.
I don't know, Mark. Maybe he's older than you. You don't really know that. And maybe he left Berkeley because he's a conservative, and he's just a statist law and order conservative.
Just making assumptions.
Whatever. Either way, he's a statist. I don't care if he's liberal or conservative, but I hope, Dave, that you'll open your mind.
I was a statist once, too.
Yeah, so was I.
I would love for Dave to come along. Matter of fact, I'd have lunch with him.
Well, he should come out to the Vendetta Social Sunday tomorrow afternoon, meet all kinds of liberty-minded people, and have a real conversation instead of being so
nice
sniping
there.
Instead of sniping on a phone line. You know, we're real people. I'll be there tomorrow afternoon. Go to freekeen.com and click on the calendar. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the amp line.
Well, I listened to Dave call you guys just now, and what I heard was,
hey, you're just a whiner, Matt.
Yes, and here's something. I don't think he's put a lot of thought into what he's saying. And as far as whiners go, I'd like to name some very famous whiners. Rosa Parks was a famous whiner. She was just whining because she had to stand up and
That's
go
right.
to the back of the bus.
She should have just obeyed.
Stand up and go to the back of the bus.
Right. It wasn't about the larger, Matt, it wasn't about the larger issues of black people being treated worse than white people. It was about that one rule. And if that's the rule, she should just get up and go to the back of the bus, right?
That's right. She is just such a whiner. And there's Martin Luther King. He was another famous whiner. That man did nothing but whine. Oh, I have a dream. I dream that one day we can all live in freedom. Oh,
what about that Gandhi guy? What about him?
If you got a dream, go back to sleep.
Yeah, what about Gandhi? I mean, geez, talk
Gandhi
about a whiner.
He was the last one. I think he was probably and possibly the most famous and maybe influenced the most people toward freedom. Granted, now he didn't, you know, he wasn't over here in the United States. He wasn't American, so maybe he doesn't count as a whiner.
Mm.
But, he was very freedom-oriented. So he must have been a whiner.
Well, you know, Dave's obviously not here to defend his ad hominem attacks, but he might point out, because those particular individuals kind of have, they've earned their reputation, right? Whereas the free staters and the activists that are doing similar activism today, not identical, mind you, but similar acts of civil disobedience and things like that, it's easy to deride them because they haven't earned their cred in the realm of history like those people.
Well, how are you going to earn it? I mean, you got to be a whiner first. I mean, before Gandhi was Gandhi, what was he? But just another whiner on the street wrapped in a towel. I mean, come on.
Thanks, Matt. Any other thoughts?
So, I guess that's I can't get too intellectual with him because he doesn't seem to be that intellectual to me. It seem like he's put any thought into what he's saying at all. And I guess if he wishes to voluntarily give up his money and voluntarily support a regime that goes about throwing people in jail for trying to report the news, that's up to him, and best of luck to him. But I don't think that same regime should have any authority over myself or anybody else who would much rather be able to decide for themselves what they feel is right to report.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, you're just dumb, Matt. You're dumb.
Well, perhaps.
Thanks
perhaps
for the call.
I am just stupid.
I appreciate it. And kidding, of course, 800-259-9231.
Maybe these ideas of liberty are stupid. I don't know. I believe in them, and I've dedicated my life to the pursuit of them. And we'll find out whether or not they work, whether or not they've got legs. The Free State Project is the only solution that I could see.
The spec.
for making these things happen.
You're a speck, Mark.
It may very well be that it's a speck. I don't know.
Well,
all I could do is what I think is right and what is best. And, you know, I understand Dave doesn't feel like we're welcome here or something like that, but honestly, the people of the Free State Project were invited here by the governor. When Dave moved here or moved back here, was he invited by the governor? Maybe he should get out.
I feel welcomed. I mean, a lot of the people seem to really appreciate that the Free Staters are
now,
here.
Now, I understand here in Keene, the one city, you know, that that it seems to be the socialist enclave in Cheshire County or the state of New Hampshire. But, please, everybody out in Westmoreland believes in small government.
Let's go to Chris, listening to WSC-FM. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was just wanting to make some comments on that guy, Dave, that was on here a couple of callers ago.
Yes, the intellectual, Dave.
Yes, the one that thinks he has a PhD from Harvard or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, because I was wanting to just agree with y'all guys, because right now, with the way that these people are going into court and all, wanting to take photographs and stuff, that's the freedom of press right there.
Sure, seems obvious.
The public needs to know what's going on in this country and all about people that's out there that's going to probably endanger the lives of people out there. Like, take, for instance, our kids out here, for instance. The people need to know what's going on with these people in the court systems.
I completely agree, and the only way to really know what's happening is to be able to show light on what's going on, to actually have recording devices in the courtrooms and anywhere else that there are supposedly public people doing public things.
I mean, if these government people don't have anything to hide, they shouldn't have any problem with cameras, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm saying, and to bring this thing up, look at the, for instance, I hate to bring up the past and all like this, but the O.J. Simpson trial, they brought that whole trial on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no complaints or nothing like this from the public about that situation. So what's the big deal about bringing us something up for Mr. Joe Blow that's, say, down the street, your next-door neighbor or something?
I don't have a poll to back me up or anything like this, but I would like to think that most of the American public is in agreement with you, Chris, and I thank you for the call and the idea that they would like to know what these government bureaucrats are doing with their money that they've stolen from them through confiscatory taxation. I think most people like that idea of having, you know, an open-door policy and being able to witness these things. And that's what TV cameras allow people to do. They don't have to leave their home to do it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you could smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today. Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this, the Saturday edition of the show. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country. Bring our whining to more people all over the internet and expose new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty. Because darn it, they are valuable, and it's not whining if you've got solutions. And we do have solutions, whether Dave wants to admit it or not. In fact, speaking of Dave, we've got Sam on the line, who is one of the people that he was criticizing for daring to bring his video camera into a public court lobby and subsequently being arrested for it. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, I caught the tail end of Dave's call. I'm not sure what started it. And I've been listening to that, and, you know, we call into a local show called Talk Back here in Keene, where we talk to some of the city councilors and various guests that they have on. And something occurred to me out of that discussion is that people like Dave and Cynthia and a lot of the politicians and bureaucrats, they don't really believe in peace. And liberty is really based on the idea of peace and compassion. It's about using creative means to solve problems and finding ways without using aggression, without violating anybody else's rights or going against their better judgment. It's finding a way to come to a solution. And, you know, it's the politicians out there, I really think, believe in the need to use violence in order to achieve order in society. What do you guys think?
No, I think you're absolutely right, though. I don't think it's fair to lump Cynthia into the same category as Dave. They both may believe in the state, but at the very least, Cynthia is courteous and doesn't call names.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't put them in that narrow of a group, but I think underlying all of this, I really think it's fear when we present these ideas out there and they hear them for the first time and think, well, that's crazy that, you know, we could let the market handle some of these ideas or some of these services. Underlying all of that is they believe for whatever reason that, you know, we have to have violence. We have to have this authority out there that's overarching everybody that, you know, is the ultimatum. And without that, things would just fall apart, and they can't see how it would possibly work because they believe in the need to aggress against their neighbors, not to say that they like it.
Yeah, I would say that fear is a very motivating element for these people, the people that are in these positions of power. I mean, they must be afraid of something. That's why they're not allowing cameras into their various different offices. That seems to be based right into fear.
Well, that's partly, I think, why they're resisting that so much is because it's a challenge to their authority.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that we're likely to uncover some things that will not make them look good, and they don't want to actually change. I mean, the banning the cameras out of the clerk's office because they're claiming they have vital records in there tells me that, you know, they want to continue talking about vital records out in the open and taking notes at the front desk where even somebody without a camera could listen to that, could hear it, could take that information out of the office. And cameras inside the clerk's office would ensure that they can't do that and actually do a better job of protecting those records, because at any time somebody could walk in and they better not be, you know, have open records or vital records that are covered under a privacy act laying out in the open.
People can actually see what happened, see some of the footage of when you went into this clerk's office where they banned cameras with cameras, and see what their reaction was, and all of that is available over at obscuredtruth.com. That's your website, obscuredtruth.com. Sam, thank you for the call tonight. Always good hearing from you, and I'm sure we'll have you on the show again coming up this week. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jose in California. Jose, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Hey, it's Jose. I had some comments about Brian basically dissing not illegal immigrants, but basically immigrants, sort of.
Okay, go ahead.
I basically applied when I was 18. I am a homosexual, so I applied when I was 18. I am now 28, and I am now successfully, celebrating my 2-year anniversary of being a legal American citizen.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. How much did it cost you?
Cost?
Yeah. How many dollars in fees did you have to pay?
My parents paid for my entry into the United States, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Gotcha.
I would just like to say that I feel that I am a very proud American, as opposed to some of my other colleagues. I just think that what he said was completely dogma, and he did not understand exactly what he was talking about.
I don't remember what he said. Can you recap it?
He basically did not agree that anybody outside of America should be able to enter America.
Mm. Well, you should jump through a bunch of hoops, apparently, is usually the viewpoint of the immigration restriction people. And
I jumped a lot of hoops, honey.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, I don't think you should have. I think that there shouldn't be any hoops. I think that people should just be able to come here and make a better life for themselves if that's what they want. And I presume you agree with that.
Yes, I absolutely love America.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you so much for supporting my homosexuality.
I appreciate it. Well, you know what? You should be able to do what you want as long as you aren't harming anybody else. Let's talk to Rich in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Rich.
Yes, it's my turn to address David's question about whether we live under tyranny or whether we're free. Thomas Jefferson said that where the government fears the people, there is liberty. And where the people fear the government, there is tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that right there answers the question about whether we live under tyranny or freedom. And then there was the German essayist and poet and novelist, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, however you say his name. He said that there is no one who is more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe that they are free. Now let's go back to Genesis. Remember the Hebrew braceros who were living under the realm of the Pharaoh? They were required to pay one-fifth of the fruits of their labor. And they were called what? They weren't really called braceros. I'm being a little facetious here. They were called servants. They were called slaves.
They were called slaves.
Mm. Right.
And this is what so many people don't understand is when they hear slave, all they can think of is chattel slavery or chattel slavery that went on in the United States, in the colonial period up to the mid 1800s. And it's slavery is a much broader envelope. If you can lord over someone else and tell them what to do, they are your slave.
You own them.
That's right. As a matter of fact, now that you brought that up, in many cases, slaves here in America were allowed to leave the plantation as long as they had permission.
Yep.
They were allowed to grow their own food and sell it as a profit, but
some.
They were still slaves. And today we're paying far more than one-fifth. We're talking, you know, that's 20%. And we're talking about income taxes, sales tax. I mean, you know,
you
can go on and on and on.
And you can leave if you've got the permission slip.
If you get the permission slip.
Yeah, you have to pay an exit tax to leave the United States, to leave it legally. Now, you could just leave and take all your money with you, and unless you're very wealthy or have figured out ways through the loopholes and all that stuff, you can likely get it out. But then you're sneaking out the window. If you have to sneak out the window, you're not free.
Mm-hmm, no doubt about it, Rich. Right. Great call tonight,
sir. A free person can walk out the door and say, kiss my big derriere.
Thank you for the call.
I'm out of here.
800-259-9231. Corby is in Tampa listening to WFLA. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, first off, I had a thought this afternoon. I actually wondered if you guys had ever talked to Ron Paul. In fact, I have to admit that I go, nah, there's no way these guys ever met Ron Paul. I turned on the radio today, and you're talking to him. So
and there he is.
Congrats on that. You know, I agree with he's like my hero as far as he's the only politician that actually makes any sense.
Yep.
And just one last comment on the immigration. Everybody complains about the cost to them if it was a flat tax instead of an income tax. Although they do pay some taxes in sales tax and others, most of the money they do, they send, you know, to Mexico, where if they were paying, if it was legal to hire them and they were paying their 17%, just like prostitutes and gigolos and everyone else that, you know, doesn't pay into the system, the cost of the ones most likely to, you know, use the jails and the, you know, hospitals and all these other things that they complain about the cost of them, it would be covered by them, so it wouldn't be a problem. So
how about we just not have a tax at all?
I agree with that, but
all right.
Until we can slowly baby steps, otherwise, you know, otherwise they write us off as crazy, even though we have to, you know, make some progress. I mean, it's amazing they just don't, you know, if they don't all think about it, it seems like we would be the most popular party, but if it was voluntary to pay into each, if you want to pay into the government for military, you know, on your income tax, they voluntarily took out 20%, and if it would go down way quicker, your party would grow very fast. If it was all voluntary.
I like the idea of voluntary contributions, and I thank you for the call.
Right.
We're short on time here. Let's go quickly to Frank and Indy, listening to WXNT. Frank, you got the last 20 seconds. Go.
Okay. I agree with about 99% of what you say concerning this immigration thing.
Yes, sir.
I can't see how the open borders thing works.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Make a mark on your calendar to call at 7 o'clock next week on Saturday, because you're a listener on WXNT, and we're on Saturdays there. So call us at the beginning of the show. We can get in depth. For right now, we're out of time. We'll be back Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a super weekend.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.